Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports My Live Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, get this, come September, 40 years, four decades of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you, of course, today from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host, of course, also an award-winning writer and a four-time Golden Glove champion. So I bring a unique combination of dance. You know, I can ride, I can fight at one point in time anyway. But the bottom line is, you are the boxing fan. You buy the pay-per-view. So you can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. That's my Twitter thing, Not Average Pedro. Or you can send me a text at 415-532-4867. Straight up, either way, you can get in contact with these Sports Byline Studios. Of course, today we'll be talking about the fact that it's Larry Merchant's 93rd birthday. God bless him. 93 years old. Listen, 1985, he walks up to me at the press conference after the Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns fight, the war, of course, that three-round war, the greatest fight of all time in the minds of many. And he walks up to me and he goes, can you believe what you saw? I mean, that's how we met. And then he said, oh, you're the guy that writes for Flash. I think he knew who I was. But you're the guy that writes for Flash. You're Pedro, blah, blah, blah. So that began a relationship. Of course, we are still friends some 40-something years later almost. But the bottom line is, a retired HBO Godfather celebrating birthday number 93 today. Of course, this is Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk about the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Basically, the Taylor Swift Bowl. I'm so happy Taylor Swift is, she's getting a whole lot of people upset. She is. Why? Because she talks smack and she's got money. I like her. She's white, bright, and connected. Straight up, Kansas City Chiefs and the SF 49ers. I think the 49ers are a two-point favorite. We'll see what happens there. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The impeccable one is at the controls today. Take it away.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 35th President of the United States, of course, slain in the streets of Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. But he's right. We all share the same water. We all share the same air. We all share the same planet, and yet we still can't get along. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in Tommy D, the ultimate shot caller, of course, who dogged Socrates Palmer the other night. I won't get into that, but we will in future shows. The bottom line is, how long have you guys been partners? 30 years?
A little bit over 30 years we've been best friends.
So you can get away with insulting him?
Yeah, of course. Don't act like he doesn't assault me.
Oh, come on. The guy's well. Are you kidding? He's our resident priest here. He doesn't insult anybody.
Yeah. And then you can't believe the guy that worked for the Archdiocese for 23 years, right? So.
Hey, look, listen, all those people involved with the Catholic religion, we don't know what went on there, you know? I mean, the 6,000 priests were, like, called on the carpet for that one. Anyway, changing the story to a little bit. Hey, today is Super Bowl Sunday. The 49ers are favored by 2 points or 3 points. Somebody said 4 points, but it's 2 points as last time I checked. The game's a toss-up.
The game is a toss-up, but to be fair and to be then unfair, I know at least, and being nice, at least a dozen 49er fans here in New York City that are bandwagon 49er fans from the 90s. And basically what I'm trying to say is I hope they lose, and I hope they lose badly.
Well, so, here's what's up. The only one I want to win is Taylor Swift. I mean, everybody says to me, Pedro, do you know Taylor Swift? I've never heard one of her records. I've never heard one of her records. But the fact that...
Me either.
But you know what? The rest of the world has. And she's making money. She's a billionaire, yeah. And she throws money down. When I say she throws money down, is that people that worked at that Santa Clara concert a few months ago, they all got $500 cash bonuses. I mean, the guy working, selling hot dogs got a $500 bonus. He doesn't make $500 in two or three games.
That is awesome. Listen, that is great. Those people, they don't make anything like you were just saying. And to get $500 for a night, you know, and she paid them in cash. Wow. In cash.
And the reason why they got it in cash because they didn't have to report it. She paid the tax on it.
That's awesome.
She's a bold chicken. She's got all these guys running. I mean, all these guys are freaking out. What's up with white America? Why is white America all white middle class middle aged America is all freaked out over Taylor Swift? Why are they freaked out over her?
I have no idea. I'd never listened to a record in my life, but that's a cool story, and that's another reason why, you know, we have to root for the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. of course, her boyfriend is like number 87, I believe, or 80, something like that. Is he a tight end?
Yeah, tight end, Travis Kelce. Yes.
Okay, all right. I know very little about football. Now let's switch from football to the Super Bowl of boxing. And I think that anytime Rolly Romero is involved in boxing, it's the Super Bowl. I love Rolly Romero. I don't think he's the greatest fighter in the world, but I love him.
I have to agree with you. I don't think he's anything special in the ring. He's pretty awkward. You know, I think he's got a couple wins that should be losses, you know, notable, you know, but I like him. I like, you know, I like what he brings to it. And to be fair, he lost to Tank, but he was pretty good in that. That was probably the best I've ever seen Rolly in a ring. So, you know what? I'm all for Rolly, and I hope he beats Esau Cruz.
What did he say about Devin Haney? Did Devin Haney's got some inside some problem? What was he saying about it? I mean, he went off on Devin Haney. He said that Devin Haney was like morally bankrupt and he had gene issues and this and that. I mean, he was really? Basically getting down on his father.
That's wow! I didn't hear that. That's
Rolly's
crazy.
Rolly's deeper. In fact, I'll get it up. I got it on my phone here. I'll get it up. Let's send it to Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant said to me,
anybody that wears a fur coat in the hot summer in a press conference is a little bit nuts. Like the press conference he had with Tank Davis a couple years ago, that was crazy. He had that fur, and it was like 80 degrees outside.
Yeah, but here's what's up. It's Rolly though, and Rolly was cool about it. Rolly didn't roll. I mean, Tank looked at him as hot as you know what here, man. Blah blah blah. And Rolly didn't roll with it. Anyway, Rolly's going to go with Pitbull Cruz, and Tim Zoo is going to go, of course, with Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman got a good record, but he's been off a long time, and he smokes more weed than I do. And that's I smoke. I'm not trying to say I smoke a lot of weed, but I'm trying to say that he smokes more than I do. And
I think that's a
plus, he goes out into the. He trains in the middle of the forest.
Yeah,
you know that, right? He goes out and gets high in the middle of the forest. He comes back. I'm ready to fight. No, that ain't the way it's done, Keith. That ain't the way it's done. Anyway, Keith Thurman and Tim Zoo. Now, I've got to ask you this: have you figured out? Has the underbelly of boxing, myself probably included with that to an extent, have we figured out a way to steal Amazon Prime yet?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I'm subscribed to Amazon Prime, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but are you going to want to throw down money for pay per view?
I don't know if I want to pay for that fight. I mean, it's
that's an ESPN type of fight, right?
It is. The card is okay. I think the matchup is okay, but it's not pay per view worthy. You know, it's not even. There's no title on the line either.
You know,
in the Zoo fight, the Zoo title is not on the line.
Really, you know, the Thursday the they did a Thursday night fight, of course, Mr. Roy, Teofimo
Jermaine
Lopez,
Ortiz.
Yeah, Mr. And Jermaine Ortiz. But the bottom line is, you know, that Thursday night concept, although it sucked two times in a row as far as the main events were, Shakur Stevenson not looking too good a month or so ago, and of course the Thursday night fight with Teofimo and Jermaine was a sleeper without a doubt. But at the end of the night, we had a good defensive display. I mean, he almost looked Camacho-ish to an extent. I'm talking about Mr. Ortiz, but he didn't finish. What I'm trying to say is you always finish with the near hand when you're close to somebody, and you smack them with something. If you make them miss, you make them pay. He made Teofimo miss all night, but he never made him pay.
I agree with that. Yeah, and I think that's where maybe the judges, you know, made him pay because, you know, I had Ortiz winning the fight, but obviously the judges had a unanimous decision for Teofimo Lopez. And one judge had it 117-111, which is 9-3. I thought that was insane for Lopez.
Steve Weisfeld.
For Teofimo.
Steve Weisfeld had it.
I think that's a complete joke. But listen to this. It's like you said, two Thursdays in a row, big fights, and both stinkers. But one fighter wins in Shakur. But Jermaine Ortiz, who fought similar to Shakur, he gets the L.
Well, you know, I'll say it like this. The way Ortiz fought in Las Vegas the other night, had he been part of the Mayweather camp, he'd have probably won every round.
Basically, if he basically was the A side, and as a B side fighter, you're not going to get a win. You know, the judges are not going to, you know, give you the victory, even though, you know, you outboxed the guy.
He landed far more punches, I think, in the punch count thing than Teofimo did.
Yeah, he did. He threw more. He landed a little bit more, not as much. I think it was close. But still, he outpointed. But what my thing is Teo's got to learn to cut the ring. And when Ortiz got cut,
Teo's not going to learn anything at this point. But Tommy, I hate to cut you off. Teo's not going to learn nothing at this point in time. He's not Roberto Duran.
No, he's not. I mean, he didn't learn after the Sandor Martin fight, in which a lot of people thought he lost as well. You know, so.
I mean, he can't cut off. He couldn't cut off a ring if it was. He couldn't cut off a 10-foot ring.
He really couldn't. He could. I don't. Maybe in a phone booth, he probably couldn't cut it off. You know, it's terrible. I mean.
And of course,
Teofimo goes on, and you know.
Hey, before we go to the break, think about this. His father was in negotiation with Bob Arum for all these million-dollar payoffs and this and that. His father. Imagine putting his father in against Bob Arum, who's like the top of his law class, 1958 at Harvard Law School. That's how sharp he is as far as promoters, contracts, all that kind of good stuff. And you're going with a guy that's got like a ninth-grade education, a guy from the gym, and he's going to negotiations with Bob Arum. I think Teofimo got the shaft. You know who did real well was Danny Garcia. I don't like Danny Garcia's father, but Danny Garcia, like he's rolling in the bank, rolling the cash, man.
Yeah. Oh man, he's doing well, and he's doing real estate, I believe, and has a couple businesses. Yeah, you can't take anything away from Danny Garcia and how he handled his money and his business.
Just boring to watch.
Terrible, boring. Another Thursday, late night, you know, watching it. Our friend, the PhD, he was rooting for T.O., and he actually was happy that T.O. won, and therefore I was happy that he had to wake up early the next morning and go to work.
Wait, what was your exact quote there?
I'm happy that you have to get up early to go to work tomorrow.
I mean, here's what's up. We're dying. We're watching it. It's like 12:30. It's 1 o'clock in the morning in the East Coast. The guy's got to get up in a few hours, right? So you're dogging him because his guy won. That's big, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's the way it goes, yeah.
All right. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. More with Tommy D, the shot caller, after the break. You are tuned to the longest funny fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Amazon Prime debuts March 30th. Amazon Prime pay-per-view. How are you going to steal this one? We'll find out after the break.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue
value their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport. But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The great Andre Ward. Let me tell you a little bit about Andre Ward, the son of God. He's all real stuff. I mean, he is the real deal, without a doubt. He's never a phony, never a fraud. I will say this about him. The only fight he lost was at King's Gym, and he was about 10 or 11 years old, and Marsha King was almost in tears. She goes, Andre got robbed. I'm thinking, well, she's a big deal. 11-year-old kid loses a fight, big deal. He never lost a fight again in his life, ever. Talk about as a professional or as an amateur. Talk about the great Andre Ward, of course, a former WBC, take that back, former 168-pound and 175-pound champion, of course, retired after the last Kovalev fight, scored a unanimous decision in that rematch. Of course, Kovalev had probably maybe beat him in the first fight, but straight up, he definitely settled the score in rematch number two. Of course, I talk about the great Andre Ward. Now, we go from the great Andre Ward to the great Tommy D, the shot caller on the East Coast. Of course, now, we've got Ryan Garcia and... I don't know. Ryan Garcia is going to come back 1 year later. He's going to get all kinds of money. It's like everybody forgot he took the dive or went into that fight with Tank Davis hurt. Speaking of Tank Davis, is his picture on milk cartons now for being a missing person or what?
I definitely saw him on some milk cartons. He has not fought since Ryan Garcia, and that was last April, I believe.
And he hasn't been in jail much either.
No, he's. I believe he's finished with his probation. I could be wrong about that, but still. No fight announced. You would think he would be on the first pay-per-view for Amazon Prime, and he's not on there. I mean, what's going on? One of the faces of boxing.
Calls himself the face of boxing.
The face of boxing, but he's not fighting anybody. And when he chooses to fight somebody, it probably won't be a title shot versus anybody relevant at 135 or 140. So, you know, I personally like Tank Davis, the fighter in the ring. But he's got to show me. He's got to fight, you know, somebody relevant, somebody that we want as fans to want to see him in the ring with.
Okay, Devin Haney, 31 and zip, a 50% knockout ratio, 15 knockouts. Of course, the former lightweight champion, now the WBC 140-pound champion. And, of course, across the ring will be the 24-1 with 20 KOs, Mr. Ryan Garcia, of course, that one loss April of last year to the aforementioned Tank Davis. Is Ryan cashing out again? Is this Ryan going to make one last move and get out, or has Ryan got a shot at winning this fight?
I think Ryan's got a shot at winning this fight. He looked okay in his last fight. I mean, you got to hope he's got to be better. I will throw in one thing. Derek James, his trainer, had a bad year last year. You know, he's got to be motivated.
Time out. Wasn't he just trainer of the year?
The previous year before that, yes, he was.
So he went from trainer of the year to outhouse person of the year
to dud. So, you know, and I believe he's still a solid trainer. So you'd have to think he'd got to be motivated for this fight. This is his chance to kind of redeem himself. But then again, it falls on Ryan. You know, Ryan has had bad outs with trainers in the past. You know, with Goosen, he talked about Goosen after the fight, too. I mean, so.
Hey, here's what's up. When he was with Goosen, I said, see, I know Joe Goosen. I've known Joe Goosen since the 80s, okay? So Joe and I were real tight at one point in time. So I said to myself, you know, Joe Goosen doesn't take any spit from anybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody. So I'm saying he's going to be in control of this cap. There's no doubt about it. And he's going to get Ryan Garcia to do the fundamental things that he doesn't do right. He's going to correct those mistakes, okay? And I said to most, because you can't teach a young dog new tricks. He's not an old dog. He's a young dog. But then again, after the fight, he said that training Ryan Garcia was a collaboration of Ryan Garcia, Joe Goosen, and Ryan Garcia's father, which tells me Joe wasn't in control. Yeah. Joe got the payday and went away.
Yeah, and I agree with that because he came into that fight and he fought sloppy in that fight. The same old Ryan, you know, his chin out. He's fighting, you know, he's there to be hit, and he eventually got stopped. And if, you know, to be fair, if he gets up from that knee, he's getting stopped either way later on in the fight. You know, I believe he quit, and I believe he knew that he had no answer for Tank Davis in that fight.
Okay. Boxing right now needs big fights, and this is a big fight in the minds of many because of the fact that Ryan Garcia has got such a huge fan base. Does he have the biggest fan base in boxing?
It seems like that. I mean, he's the Twitter or IGM or the Instagram king. I mean, he has all these followers, so, I mean, that's more to say. And I believe he has a sponsor or two as well. I mean, but a lot of these guys, you know, probably are not boxing fans.
Anthony Joshua, the same thing. Imagine him getting $50 million to take on Joseph Parker. I mean, not to saying that Joseph Parker isn't a worthy foe or anything like that, but paying Joshua $50 million, does Joshua have pictures of this Saudi prince, like, doing that? You know what I'm saying? What's going on there?
Well, he's fighting. He fought Parker. He's fighting Ngannou.
Yeah, but Parker's on the undercard against Zil Zhang.
Oh yeah, against Zil Zhang, which I think is going to be the better fight.
It's a toss up. The undercard fight is a toss up here. Zil Zhang, of course, I talked about this time and time again that if a Chinese national captured the world heavyweight championship, it would change the world of boxing just for a minute. Because I'm telling you, there's a billion people over there, a billion. Yeah.
That's why I think if he wins this fight, he's got to get a title shot. And it's got to be quick. He's 40 years old, 40, 41 years old. So they need to at least give him a shot or opportunity, you know, by the end of this year. That's if he beats Joseph Parker, which I believe he can.
Okay, I'll throw some salt at Tyson Fury. I think that Francis Ngannou is the young crown champion. Do you think so?
I think so as well. I mean, in my opinion, he beat him. He beat him up. You know, he had Fury frustrated. Fury tried to throw an elbow in that fight as well. I think Ngannou beat him easy in that fight. Okay. I mean, maybe not easy, but I'd say 6-4 easy with the knockdown. So,
you know, Larry Merchant's birthday is his 93rd birthday is today. Of course, we'll hear from Larry in hour number two. But his 93rd birthday is,
nice.
You know, I was looking back at some of our memories together and different fights we went to in. You know, HBO was boxing. I mean, today boxing is sort of bunk because HBO ain't around.
I totally feel you. No HBO, not even Showtime anymore either. It's just, you know, everything is all these apps now are coming into play, and you know, it's not enough. They're not promoting these fighters, you know, the way they should be promoted.
Okay, at the end of the day. Bivol now, of course, Dmitry Bivol, the WBA champion, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez 3 fights ago, is going to be taking on Beterbiev. Of course, that's going to go down in the Saudi Arabia. Who's going to win that fight and why?
I think Beterbiev is going to win that fight. I think I'm picking Beterbiev to stop him in about the 10th round. I think Bivol is a good boxer, but I don't think he has any pop in his punches. I don't think he's going to earn any respect from Beterbiev. And let's face it, Bivol. Best win was against a smaller Canelo. If he doesn't beat Canelo, nobody would be talking about Bivol.
Okay, speaking of Canelo now, what's happening with Canelo? Who's Canelo going to fight? Is it true that Canelo's trying? And listen, the impeccable one is not coming out of retirement. Okay, so he can't. So Canelo can't fight him. You're not close to fighting shape yet. I'm not close to fighting shape. Who's Canelo going to fight? What bum is Canelo going to come up with if I'm not available? What bum will he fight in June and May?
I have no idea. Who knows if that fight even even happens.
It's no, he's going to fight. No, he's going to do something to May. He's not going to give up that May date. He's going to pimp that date, even if he has to go out there and drop his draws. I'm telling you, He's not going to give that date up.
I don't know. Munguia is probably a name out there. I wonder if Berlanga, who fights in a couple of weeks, has a good showing. If he gets that fight, I mean, I really don't know.
I'd rather see Berlanga in there with any of those other guys.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes out there and does what he has to do impressively, he fights in a couple of weeks, I believe, in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They might put him there as well. So.
Okay.
You know, let's see. And he'll sell tickets, you know, because of the Puerto Rican background and
Devin Haney's a 5-1 favorite over Ryan Garcia. Is that right?
I think that's pretty accurate.
So, according to the oddsmakers, an 83% likelihood that Devin Haney will win this fight. Ryan Garcia's got a 17% chance. That's not too much.
That's not. I mean, but I do think he has a chance because Garcia, he has power. If he can set something up and maybe land something, you never know. You know, that's why we love boxing.
Yeah, but
one punch can change the whole fight.
Doesn't Don King's verbiage apply here? Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Absolutely. You know, but that's what I'm saying. I gave him a puncher's chance, but that's about it.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. So, this Friday, I don't know if you know, this Friday on Shockey Falls to Abraham Nova, I will be in the building covering the fights in person with the PhD. That's a big super featherweight title fight between Oshak Forster and Abraham Supernova. It's a volunteer fight. And, you know, the card is pretty stacked. It's going to be a good card, a fun night.
All right. We're rolling to a break. Tommy D, have a good night. We expect the ringside report. All the best to you. Hug the wife. Absolutely. Hug the kids. We'll talk soon, my brother.
You got it, bro. And let's go Chiefs. Sorry, Niner fans.
Okay, and I'm sorry you got to go to work in the morning. What a dog. I can't believe you pulled that. I still can't believe you pulled that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey,
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Let's just play a little bit.
Goes out to everyone that has lost someone that they truly love. Check it out.
Puff Daddy and Sting, of course, doing their thing to Biggie Smalls. Straight up, Biggie Smalls was the greatest rapper of all time. I'm not a rap guy, but I thought Biggie Smalls was so far ahead of the rest of the guys. He was like head and shoulders above the rest of the guys. No doubt about that. But straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to go back in time, of course. Let's talk about the coal miner's daughter. Who is that? I'm talking about Christy Martin. Of course, she, at one point in time, she was the face of women's boxing. There was no women's boxing before Christy Martin, really. She sort of brought women's boxing to the forefront because of the fact that Don King needed somebody to support his undercard. So Don King would get her to do undercard fights. She'd be in the second fight on Julio Cesar Chavez cards, on Mike Tyson cards. She would be the supporting act on a lot of events, and she got paid minimal amounts of money. I mean, you know, 250 grand when she should have been getting a couple of million, 3 or 4 million. Bottom line is she is Don King's right hand now, I think, as far as Don King Productions is concerned. So Don's definitely done her well as far as her post-fight career is concerned. But the bottom line is, you know, she was the coal miner's daughter, and at one point in time, she was all about women's boxing. I remember when she turned pro, I said to myself, you know, after a few fights, I heard about this girl, Christy Martin. She had a draw in her first fight, but after a few fights, I guess 8 or 10 fights, you started hearing about girls boxing again, of course. And it was Christy Martin, the coal miner's daughter, the coal miner's daughter. And then Don King signs her, and before you know it, she's big time. She's all over the place. But at the end of the day, she was just a nice girl. She wasn't a super monster type of chick going out there to kill people and knock people out. And she didn't beat on her chest, and she had no hair on her chest. She was feminine the whole 9 yards, okay? But the bottom line is she got married to a guy who was her trainer. His name was Jim Martin. Of course, he ended up becoming her manager. And I guess he was about 20, 25, or 30 years older. In fact, there's a picture of him and her on the WBC TV page right now. Of course, talking about them at the Hall of Fame in Canasota, New York. Of course, she was inducted to the International Boxing Hall of Fame, as she rightfully belongs to be there. But her husband was a weird dude. He had the worst comb over in the history of boxing. What I mean by his comb over is he was bald, and he would let all the hair on his left side grow long, and he would comb it over to his right side. It was the worst comb over. I mean, I used to look at the guy in the interview and say, man, how can you put that on? Anyway, bottom line is, the guy with the weird comb over was a weird dude. And every time I tried to approach Christy Martin for an interview, he wanted to be there. He had to be there. I mean, in other words, Christy would say, well, Jim wants to be here. I said, well, we don't need him. He's not answering the questions. We don't need him. Okay? But he wanted to be there. He was a control freak, a stone cold control freak. And of course, I believe in 2005, that control freak stuff came to a climax, of course, when he tried to kill Christy Martin. He shot her like once. Shot her once in the body, and then I think he stabbed her 4 or 5 different times. In other words, she got stabbed, she got shot, and she's still alive. So pound for pound, she is without a doubt the greatest woman boxer of all time. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Lucia Riker probably could have beat her. They were going to fight, and that fight never happened. Of course, that was a big fight, big money fight, without a doubt. In fact, that was supposed to take place in the Houston Astrodome. And I will say this, that the promoters bought some airtime on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, $2,500 worth of airtime. Of course, I always put in my contracts, non-refundable, even as a PI, non-refundable. Anyway, that worked out to my advantage because I kept the $2,500, as did everybody else. I think King Christie and Lucia Riker both got 50 grand as far as like front money was concerned. So everybody got some money, but that fight never happened, of course. And Christy Martin would lose her last fight to Mia St. John. Of course, Mia came along, a very pretty girl, had the best implants of boxing, no doubt about that. No best implants of boxing. I mean, that was Mia St. John. Could she fight all that much? She could fight a little bit, but when she fought Christy, Christy was old at that point in time. I mean, Christy finished at 49 wins, 7 losses, 3 draws, and 31 KOs. Of course, the first fight she ever had was a draw. But at the end of the day, you know, the residual effects of professional boxing. She talked about this on this show a couple of years ago that, you know, sure, her wife doesn't want her to box anymore. Speaking of her wife, this is where it sort of set off Jim Martin. Jim Martin, of course, was, as I said, her husband and her manager. And I'm trying to be eloquent about this, okay? And anyway, he finds out that Christy Martin's going to leave him for a girl. And that's what sort of brought on the gun thing and the stabbing thing and this and that. And let me tell you this, Jim, you're rotting somewhere in a Florida jail, okay? I hope you have boyfriends. I just hope you have boyfriends. And I hope you're not into that, but I still hope you have boyfriends, okay? Because you are a creep. If ever there was, I knew you were a creep when you were boxing. I knew it then. When I used to approach her and he would, like, you know, want to be over all the time. She could talk on her own. Anyway, so he shot and he stabbed her. And I still can't believe he's rotting in prison probably for the rest of his life. He's 68 or 70 years old at this point in time. But at that time, when he pulled this crap, he did it because of the fact he was sexually insecure and his wife was leaving him for another woman. So, and the woman that Christy left her for, they're still together. They're married. This lady takes wonderful care of Christy Martin, without a doubt. Christy Martin does need to be taken care of, too, because of the fact that the residual effects of professional boxing are not good. I mean, she fought two-minute rounds. Now, I'm bringing up two-minute rounds because Amanda Serrano, of course, the current face of women's boxing, without a doubt. Of course, they think Lori Taylor or people like that, Katie Taylor, or the girl from Ireland is the face. She's not the face of boxing. Amanda Serrano beat her down a couple of years ago, no doubt about that. But you got to think about this, okay? She is in a position, Amanda Serrano, to be the face of women's boxing. So she wants to be a pioneer, and she wants to do three-minute rounds. Well, guess what? She's doing three-minute rounds when they used to do two-minute rounds, but you get paid the same amount of money, right? So think about this. You're fighting 50% longer for the same money. You wouldn't do that if you're working 9 to 5. You wouldn't do it. But yet, Amanda Serrano wants to do it because she's machita. Okay, she wants to prove she's macha. Listen, residual effects of professional boxing are not pretty. You're 34, 35 years old, maybe almost 36, okay? And you've had a lot of fights, like 40 fights. You've been fighting a long time, okay? The residual effects of getting hit time and time and time again will eventually add up. Now, will they eventually result in CTE, as it does with most of the heavyweights of the 1960s and 70s? All those guys had CTE. They all did. With the exception of George Foreman, maybe, and Larry Holmes, they all had CTE. Muhammad Ali, Ernie Shavers, Ken Norton. I can go on. Jimmy Young. I can go on and on. Ron Lyle. Okay, Thad Spencer. Thad Spencer pulled a gun on me one time. Check this out. We're in Vallejo, California. Thad Spencer was a fringe contender. I think it was one point in time he was ranked number one by the WBA as a heavyweight. Of course, this was in the 60s. But in the 90s, I was doing some ring announcing in Vallejo, California, and the fight card didn't start on time, and people ended up leaving. They wanted refunds and this and that. So it had nothing to do with me, okay? I'm just there doing the ring announcing. So anyway, at the end of the night, I go to Thad Spencer to get paid, and Thad pulls a gun on me. Not Thad Spencer Sr., Thad Spencer Jr. pulled a gun on me and said, "We ain't paying you." Someone say, "What? I'm an ex-cop. Listen to this. I'm an ex-cop. I've got a gun on me. All right, I've got a gun on me in my bag, okay? You know what I'm saying? And he's pulling this crap on me. He's not going to pay me? I mean, come on. You got to be kidding me." Anyway, I let it go. I didn't say a word. I didn't call the cops. And then I called the guy that got me the fight, and he got me the gig. And, of course, he ended up giving me the money. I want to give him the props for that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, these guys with CT, you can see it. Thad was off, Ernie was off, Ron Lyle was off, Ken Norton was off. I told you my interactions with Ken Norton. I was a paymaster for a boxing card for a New Year's Eve card in Miami, Florida, and we flew Ken Norton in to be the celebrity. And I said to him, "Listen, I'm giving you $5,000, and I'll give you $5,000 as soon as the first bell rings of the fight card." He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Listen, we don't get paid until they step into the ring." He goes, "Duh." I said, "You know what it is, man. You've been in boxing a long time. Don't play stupid with me." So anyway, Ken Norton's playing dumb. So I said to him, "You don't get paid until the first fighter steps in the ring." I said, "And I'll give you a check." I said, "I'll give you a check now, and I will cash the check for you. Once the bell rings, I've got the cash. I will cash the check. Give me the cash now." "No, I'm not giving you cash now. I can't give you the cash until the guy steps in the ring, because I know at that point in time, the big check that I got from the promoter for the promoting the event from the hotel is going to go through. The first bell has to ring." Okay, so Ken Norton couldn't get that. So I was wondering why Ken Norton was being such an a-hole. I mean, he just was. He was being difficult. He was broody, got stubborn, got macho, this and that. So I'm acting like a little kid. I'm saying to myself, "What's going on?" And we went back and forth with this for a day and a half or 2 days. So I said to myself, "What's going on?" At the end of the day, he said to me, "Are you going to give me the cash?" I said, "Yeah, I'll give you the cash when the first bell rings." He goes, "Well, I'm leaving." I said, "So you want me to call you a cab?" He couldn't believe it. Say what? Yeah, I called him a cab. Bottom line is Ken Norton left. At the end of the day, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I didn't know what it was back then. I didn't know what it was. When I came in contact with Mark Gastineau, of course, the formerly of the New York Jets, the NFL all-pro front lineman, defensive lineman. Of course, when I came in contact with him, he was a professional boxer. They were trying to get him into a fight with George Foreman back in about 1992. So when I was interviewing him after the Mancini-Haugen fight on the Mancini-Haugen card up there in Reno, Nevada, of course, the biggest little city in the world where men are men and so are most of the women. When I interviewed Gastineau, I said, hey, Mark, what's up? And anyway, two or three times, we went back and forth. He was looking at me. He didn't say anything. I had to step on his foot to get his attention. So I didn't figure it out what was going on. And then Larry Merchant came to me and said he was going to do a thing on football players for HBO Real Sports. He was going to do a thing on football players and brain damage. I said to myself, what are you talking about? So then I started thinking about it. All the football players that I've come in contact with, guys I went to high school with, are a little off, and I wonder why they're a little off. But then again, I look back at the fact that they were banging helmets. I mean, there was no padding. These guys are just hitting helmets head against head, and something's going to give, and ain't the helmet. It's never been the helmet. It's always going to be the brain. So guys I went to high school with, I see the difference in a couple of guys I went to high school with. They were defensive linemen. One guy was a running back. I won't mention his name, but the bottom line is every time I see him, he looks at me and his eyes are off to the side. In other words, he's looking straight at you, right? And his eyes are looking this way. Like, man, who are you looking at? I mean, who are you looking at? But he's looking at you. But because of the fact that, you know, his brain has been impaired by the fact that he's got chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And that's one of the early signs. One of the early signs of CT. I think that, I won't mention his name, but the bottom line is there's one former champion that is, I thought was real, real likely to get that because of the fact that he was showing early signs. But when you start forgetting things, you start saying stupid things, start doing stupid things, you got to realize that down the road, taking punches is not good for you. So when Amanda Serrano, when I say to her, please, princess, please get out of boxing, don't call me a princess, I'm a champion. Okay, machita, whatever. Bottom line is, look, I want you to get out now, sooner rather than later. Because the bottom line is, you're a small little girl. She's got a head probably about this big. It's like a little tiny, it's like a softball. That's what her head looks like, a big softball. That's about it, okay? And she keeps getting hit on that head. Something's going to give. It's not the gloves. The gloves don't give. The gloves are not there for safety. The gloves are there to protect the hands. You didn't know that, huh? Yeah, the gloves aren't there. People say, oh, man, make a bigger boxing glove, make boxing safer. The gloves weren't designed for safety. The gloves were designed to protect the hand. There's no doubt about it, okay? Straight up, at the end of the day, boxing is a dangerous sport, and CT is real. And it is, if it isn't real, look at Muhammad Ali. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Happy birthday, Larry Merchant. And I say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times. Bottom line is he turns 93 years old today, or turned 93. I talked to him yesterday, and it'll be on in hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today as well. But we talked, and he's enjoying life. You know, his wife is sick, and that's not easy for him, without a doubt. But at the age of 93, he's out rocking and rolling every day, of course, walking on the Santa Monica Beach on there on the waterfront, this and that. And what's funny, it's not funny, is that somebody ran him over about 8 months, maybe a year ago. They ran him over. How can you run over a guy on a bicycle? But the bottom line is Larry Merch got ran over, so now he's watching himself a little bit better. But the bottom line is he celebrates birthday 93 today, and I wish him the very best. I listen. Without a doubt, he's meant a lot to me. He's meant a lot to this show. He's meant a lot to boxing, okay? And I've been lucky that he's been able to, like, not take me under his wing, per se, but he's shown me a side of Larry Merchant that a lot of people don't get to see. They really don't. I mean, a lot of people just think he's some pompous guy on TV that spouts slogans and poems and this kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is he's a nice guy. And that's what I met when I met him in 1985. He was a nice guy. Of course, we all evolve over the years, without a doubt. He's changed. I mean, some of his political beliefs have changed slightly. But the bottom line is he's still a flaming liberal, and I love him for that, as am I. Of course, we are stone-cold Democrats, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, he turns 93 today, and I really wish him the very best. Listen, he is a retired HBO godfather. Without him, I don't think this show would still be on the air. Now, I want to mention this. The WBC Live channel on Bolt Plus is an exciting new social experience that's on the web, it's on mobile, and it's on 10 million-plus Hisense and Vita power TVs around the world. So with live chats alongside the channel, you can interact with talent, fighters, and your fellow fans even while you're watching TV. More interactive features are coming in 2004. Check it all out at keepboxingfree.com. That's keepboxingfree.com. And I said that for Danielle Jockerman down there in Dallas, Texas. I hope I got that right. But the bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm looking forward to Zil Zhang. I think he's the future of the heavyweight division. Why do I say that? He's big. He's tall. He's left-handed. He can punch a little bit. He's not scared of anybody. And I think that the fact that Tyson Fury turned out to be a bit of a fraud, a bit of a fake. But then again, gypsies, come on. I've only met one gypsy in my entire life that wasn't a crook. I take that back. I've never met a gypsy in my life that wasn't a crook. Those one gypsies that hired me, a psychic hired me from L.A. to watch a psychic in San Francisco. A gypsy hired me to watch another gypsy, right? So if there were psychics, why would they be hiring a private investigator? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Bottom line is gypsies are a fraud. There's no doubt about it. And Tyson Fury is a bit of a fraud. Current world heavyweight champion, of course. Uncrowned world heavyweight champion to Francis Ngannou. And he's going to take on Anthony Joshua down there in Saudi Arabia for a big money payday. Of course, Ngannou's going to get $30 million. The most he ever got from the UFC was like $500,000. Dana White, I can't say no more. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck has been the producer of Note. Of course, he takes care of things on Sundays here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two. We'll feature the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, and more coming up on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and more. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.